is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to Wednesday.
Yeah. Big if you've show. Got a dog, I'm really sorry about what you're going to hear. Here's the show.
Those Two Girls.
Hello, guys.
Happy Hump Day.
Hey, I have some incredible information to share with you all, and something that I will also admit to doing.
Okay, Scotty and I are already skeptical, but proceed.
Have you ever smelled a dog's paws?
God, I was so worried then.
Have you ever smelled a dog's feet?
I am happy to confirm that I haven't.
Because they don't like you touching them.
Yes, they do.
Pull away if you touch their feet.
No, they don't.
Okay. Sorry, Mum.
They don't.
Okay.
If you are currently around a dog, I urge you to tackle it to the ground and smell its paws.
Why?
Okay.
Why?
Are you
asking us this question?
Because if you smell a dog's paws, guess what it smells like?
The poo that it just stood in?
No, not at all. It smells of popcorn
or
corn chips, depending on where your nose takes you.
No, it doesn't.
But it's a definite popcorn or corn chip aroma.
When you say definite, I mean, where did you read this information?
Okay.
And why did you then have to go and prove that it was correct by your poor Great Dane, Minnie? No wonder she looks at you with such apathy.
Well, last night I read this article and I was like, oh my God, now I am compelled to smell Minnie's paws. I can't read this information and not smell her paws. So while she was watching The Project.
What?
What? Who's her favourite? Wally?
I think she'd be more of a Carrie
lady. She likes
lady.
A Tommy
Little. Carrie's on maternity leave.
She likes a Tommy Little.
Is she? I'm in bed by The Project, so that's why I don't know that.
Can we go back to Minnie watching The Project? While she had her head turned, I grabbed one of her giant paws and I took a little whiff. And guys, it smells like popcorn.
What would have happened if another member of your family walked into the lounge room?
And you're just smelling your dog's feet.
If you
this isn't right.
Listen, it's I didn't make it up.
No,
okay?
But here's the thing. What I like to picture is that someone is sitting behind a computer being like, you know what I'm going to write about? And all the idiots of the world are going to do this. I'm going to write that dog's feet smell like nachos. They smell like Doritos.
Do you know what? Don't call our listeners idiots, because everyone listening right now is going to go, they're counting the hours until they get home to their dogs.
You know what?
And everyone's going to be smelling
dog's
feet.
If you smell your canine's feet, please send Lee's a message on Instagram at Lee's and Sarah.
When I get home, I will take a video of me smelling Minnie's feet. There's a reason why they smell of popcorn or corn chips. Okay, they have sweat glands on the pads of their paws, and that emits a very particular smell, and it's popcorn or corn chips.
Okay,
there you
mate.
Go.
All right, mate.
All right.
Scott, you know what? I think you need to get us out of here.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
That our little show moves very quickly. When things happen, they move at a very rapid pace. And a few...
I don't know where you've got that impression from, but we're on different shows.
Well, I am referring to the fact that only 10 days ago you declared to all of us that you were on your road to a half marathon.
Yes.
Neck minute, you sprained your foot, went to a podiatrist, and now it's not... You're never going to run a marathon again. That she said you've got terrible feet and your glute muscles are all but dormant.
Yes, that's true.
So now it's no longer the road to the half marathon. It's Sarah's road to functional gluteal muscles.
Yes.
So without further ado, where are you on your journey this week, Sarah?
Well, I can happily confirm that I've taken the podiatrist's advice and I've returned to the reformer. Reformer Pilates. I drop the children at school and I go and I lie on a bed to exercise.
You are one cliche.
I am 100% a cliche and owning it. And I thought, right, this is going to get my bum muscles back and happening. And actually a funny story, I did a mat Pilates class.
Okay.
Which is when you lie on the floor. and do exercises. And there's a lot of older ladies in that class.
Are. Well, because they need to activate their glutes.
Well, and you've got to have something to look forward to in life, don't you? Because I was in the back row and there were a couple of old biddies in the back row as well. And we were in some kind of a pretzel shape. And all of a sudden, I heard this. Scott.
Jesus Christ. The button you press.
Just a little petite one. A tiny one. No, a little less. Have you got a delicate one?
No.
More
maybe
like that.
Turn the volume maybe down on it slightly. Like it's just.
Yeah, more of a.
Like a little escape.
Why didn't you guys tell me you were going to need this? I could have had so many
because,
ready.
Scott, you press it when we don't want you to do it. So we thought you'd be.
But I have so a, many
so
of these.
There was a tiny. I wanted,
look, this is called quick.
Perfect.
Do it.
Well, it's,
come
it's,
on.
You should have told me.
Oh, far out. Okay, well, I just heard this little escape of air. Mm-hmm. In the back row, and then these two old ladies—they would have been 70—just started, giggling no end. I just pretended I hadn't seen it, I hadn't heard it, and then one of them just said, "Well, better out than in. When you get to my age and do Pilates, that's what happens." And I thought, "Yes, wow, that's a stretch goal." I mean, that was it, Scott. Whatever what? You just pressed then was it. Okay.
What?
So,
what did the instructor? Say.
Nothing. Everyone,
what did you
everyone.
Say?
I just giggled to myself and thought, I can't wait to tell Scott he finally has my permission to use that noise in one of our shows. Yeah. Anyway, okay, I digress. So I can confirm after 5 reformer Pilates classes and
okay,
one mat
where are
Pilates,
you at?
I can get off the chair with my left bum muscle lifting the other leg up. So, of course, this is the exercise I had to do. Sit on a chair, knees right angle to the floor, and then
and
putting one leg up, get up off the chair.
Initially,
couldn't do it. I was pinned to the chair.
You were incapable of doing it. So
yes.
Now you've done a
I'm
week.
I'm half. Whoa, we're halfway there. That's me whoa, right now.
Getting off the chair.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I mean, honestly,
yes.
From a half marathon to getting up off a chair,
I
goals.
Mean, dreams are free.
Next week. Tune in next week.
Pilates is quite expensive, though.
Who's going to fart in Sarah's Pilates class next week?
Australian blogger Constance Hall.
Oh, yeah, she was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, she
wasn't
did really
she?
Well. Yes.
Yep.
She's got 7 kids, I think, and she's got a huge following on Instagram.
Very popular.
And recently she had a bit of a crack because her husband can never do the full grocery shop, apparently. So she said she sends him off to the shops and he only ever comes back with meat and bread. So it means that she has to do the grocery shop with the kids in tow.
Mm.
And, you know, first I thought, oh, God, that's a shame. But then I looked at my own life.
Yeah.
And thought, actually, no, my husband never does the full grocery shop either. He'll go to the shops and get bibs and bobs for dinner, get the essentials.
So define full grocery
well,
shop
full
for
shop
us.
Is toiletries. For it's like the $250 shop.
The miscellaneous
yes,
items.
Not
beyond,
the $70 shop.
Yeah.
It's where you need a car boot to bring yeah. things home, where you've got to get the toilet rolls, the tissues, the deodorants, the toothpaste,
yeah.
the
yeah.
et cetera,
the
et cetera.
Butter.
Yeah. Are you in the same position?
Look, you know, we're really delving deep into gender roles here, aren't we, Sarah? It's very early in the morning for that,
well,
but
I don't know.
You know, it's
just that I'm better at it.
Well, I think in our particular household, I do tend to agree. Like Dane will never do a full grocery shop.
No, this is what I
no,
mean.
That
I think,
is my.
I think
that is
Constance
on my.
Is on to, I think Connie's onto something.
Yeah, yeah. That is. I mean, look, Dane will do a ton of other stuff, but the groceries do fall into my camp, unfortunately for me.
Do you like grocery shopping?
No, I don't. Because I don't like, you know, I feel like I make a lot of decisions in any given day, and going to the grocery supermarket means that I have to make decisions minute to minute. Every aisle that I go down, there's a decision to be made. And that, my friends, is mentally taxing.
Yeah. Although in some ways I think I've started avoiding the full grocery shop as much as possible too and just take myself off to Woolies or Coles several times a week to get what I need. I really do hate that big one. But is there any bloke in your family?
Oh, yes.
Who has done
well, that's what I
full
mean.
Because my dad has never done, he doesn't do full grocery shops.
Never.
Ever. I mean, Mum wouldn't let him even if he wanted to.
No, see,
think.
It's the reverse. So in my family, I had the wonderful example of my father who adores grocery shopping. He puts it back to the fact that because he's French and he's a Frenchman.
Of course, it has to come out.
No, but there
it,
is
Scott?
there is
okay,
this,
tell
there
us
is
how,
logic
I
in
didn't
his
know I was going down this
argument. The French enjoy going to the markets, le marché, okay? And they wander around and they meet.
Insert eye roll.
And they meet the stall holders.
And get some baguettes and some jambon, some brie.
And they handle each piece of produce, and they really think about, is this peach good?
Is that why people have to wash their fruit? Because of all the Frenchmen who've handled it.
Anyway, so when Dad moved to Australia, he said, I'll be darned if I let that fall by the wayside, and I'm going to take myself to Woolies. He knows all the ladies' names off by heart.
Of course he does.
Yes. He knows Irene.
Yeah.
Irene's the store manager. And to the point where it did get a little bit uncomfortable in my teens, of course, in a household of girls, Dad would also he'd take it upon himself to buy all kinds of feminine hygiene products, wouldn't he, Sarah?
So your sanitary items, your pads,
absolutely. And look, what a wonderful father to never show any discomfort around that. But, you know, he would call and say, do you want the pads with wings? I'm in aisle 7. And I just wanted to die of shame every time that happened. He was like, but do you want the ones with with the ears?
I love the way you want the Libra
or the pads the with carefree. The wings with the ears. They have the ears on them.
Those two girls.
Anyway, Australians have voted, guys, on their favourite potato chip.
Oh,
okay. So 56 varieties, brands, flavours were in this survey, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to go through the top 10 chip. I want you guys at home and I want you, Sarah, to...
Can I guess what would be number one?
Well, you can have a guess at a few in the top 10 if you'd like,
okay,
if you'd want to start there.
Okay. Are we talking brands as well?
Yes, brands
and
flavours.
Okay, I'm going to say there has to be. Look, overall, my personal favourite chip would be a chicken chip.
But isn't it about the brand?
I would say Red Rock Honey Soy Chicken has to be up there.
Okay, well, very good. Ding.
That's in the top 10. Okay.
Hold on. Scotty's got to get his attention.
Is she guessing number one or is she just guessing if it's in the list?
We're going from 10.
I can't go past a Smith's barbecue chip. Is that in there?
Liz, can you just give us the top five, maybe?
I'm trying to, but she won't let me talk. Number 10, Sarah, you're correct, was Red Rock Deli Honey Soy Chicken.
Okay.
That came in as number 10.
Okay, what about the lime and black pepper ones? They've got to be in there.
No. Number 9... Burger rings comes in at a hot number 9. Yep.
No way.
I love a burger ring.
Twisties.
Wait. Number 8, kettle chili chips.
They're good.
Who would have thought?
Okay. Can grain waves be in there or they're not a potato chip?
That's not a potato chip. This one blows my mind. Number 7, Thins, light and tangy.
Rubbish. It's rubbish.
Right? Number 6 comes
in. That's like the vanilla ice cream of chips, in my opinion.
No, just plain chips are the vanilla ice cream.
You reckon?
I think they're less plain than.
Okay, I'm going to go through the next few quickly. Number 6,
salt vinegar.
Red Rock Deli salt and balsams.
Oh, yes.
Balsamic vinegar. That's okay. Short for balsamic vinegar. 5, Cheezels are in.
Of course.
Definitely.
But it's not one I'd go to unless I was home alone because of the powder on your fingers.
What about at parties?
Yeah, no.
Ain't no party without a Cheezel.
I was going to say it's not one I go to unless I was at a 4-year-old's birthday party, but still, yes.
Guys, number 4, Pringles Original.
Okay.
The red tube.
I mean, I think the packaging got...
Now we're getting down to some serious bizzo. Number 3.
Yeah.
Smith's salt and vinegar.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I knew you called that. It. There has to be barbecue. So Smith's barbecue has to be somewhere on
number
that list.
Number 2, Twisties.
Okay.
The cheese flavour, the original.
Is it barbecue?
Can I have a drum roll, please?
No, I don't have
just play a fart noise then. That's all you can play. Then play it. Number 1.
This show number is going 1 downhill. We had standards initially. We really did. Now, guys, these poor people.
Listen, the tradies want to know.
Okay.
Number 1.
Yes.
Chip. Smith's voted by Australians. Smith's.
Yes.
Original.
Oh,
the plain old original potato crisp itself.
And disappoints me.
The nation's favourite snack of all time. Thinly cut, crinkle cut. Aussies don't care. They want a plain chip. That's what they want. Salty.
I am so surprised.
And I'm disappointed.
People
ahead of
are
surprised.
Or, I mean, and also, why would you choose a plain cut, a thinly cut, opposed to
a crinkle?
Yeah, but people who just don't go automatically for a crinkle, they're not. It's not right.
No, it is right. I like a good plain chip. It's got to have crinkle in it.
Well, you're not coming to my party.
Yeah, I don't play.
No, boring.
Right now, it's time for...
Movie.
Yeah, I like to movie. This is the game where I play you guys a unknown scene from a very iconic movie.
Yes.
And the first one to guess what the movie is...
And
gets the point.
It sounds easy, but it's not.
No.
At all.
It's very difficult.
What is the score currently?
I believe that the score is 5 points to Sarah.
No.
Three to Sarah and one to Lise.
No. Yep, it's not. It's not that at all.
I think it's changed. I think every time we've played for the past 3 weeks, it's been three to Sarah and one to Lise. I actually think it's four to Sarah and two to Lise.
Oh, it's great to see that we're keeping track of things really well.
Yeah,
but...
of course. The one game I win, nobody knows what the score is.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. The first movie scene, you've got to guess, sounds like this.
That's us before. It was rainy and they went for a drive.
2002 is when this movie came out.
What happened to yours? I hear you cry at night.
There end up being three movies and a TV series from this.
Is it scary?
I mean, depends what kind of person you are.
I know that's why you wreck things and push me.
It's about an alien.
It's animated. Sarah's going to get it if it's animated.
And it's animated.
Our family's little now, and we don't have many toys.
It's set in Hawaii.
But if you want, you could be a part of it.
Matt!
You could be our baby.
It's Lilo and Stitch. Holy heck.
I never saw that because I didn't like the cartoon.
He's an alien. He falls out of the sky or out the surfboard or something. I can't remember, but I did see
how it was drawn.
For those playing along at home, when working out the name of the movie, Lise did go, Matt! Matt! Like an angry Pingu. Like,
what my brain does, what I have to do, that's why I go so quiet, is because Lise is so loud that my whole body goes into fright or flight and I just have to try and block everything out and concentrate on the sound I'm hearing because Lise is overbearing.
Sarah,
in
did
the studio.
You actually say that you never saw this
Never saw
movie
it.
Because it was badly drawn? No, did you actually
I didn't like the pictures. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, here we go. Movie number two. Lise, you get this one.
Oh,
it's all
God.
Over. Here we go.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Sounds scary. I'm going to go.
2009 it was released.
Oh, God. What? Shut up.
In a response normal. How are you feeling, Jake?
There's actually a sequel due in 2 years.
Welcome to your new body, Jake.
Good. Sarah, Avatar.
Take this nice and easy, Jake. And put your thumb to your...
Oh, yes! My God. I never saw it.
Well, that's not an excuse. Mm.
There we go.
Okay, tie break.
I mean, this is it. This is whoever wins wins today.
Yes.
Are you excited?
Yes.
Have you ever seen Avatar, though?
Yes.
All right, here we go. The final movie. We like to movie. Here's the scene.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
So do you ladies...
come here often?
90s movie.
I come here a bit. I'm here, from time to time. Do you go to school here?
Yeah.
It's actually set in and around MIT.
So I think I had a class with you.
Oh, yeah? What class?
It's set around what?
History.
Maybe.
Yes. I think that's what it was. You don't necessarily...
Sarah.
I not remember me.
Sarah, it's Good Will Hunting.
She's got it, doesn't she?
There he is! Matt Damon and Ben Affleck for the win.
What's your Instagram handle again?
At Lise and Sarah.
No, your personal one.
Oh, Goodwill's
oh
hunting.
Oh, my gosh.
I like a pun.
Yeah. All right, so can someone mark it on the board? Because Sarah's finally gotten a point.
No, not finally. So, this is my game.
Oh, is it?
Yes, tomorrow we play the one word song game.
Nope,
that's
we do that on Friday.
Oh, Fridays. Yep, getting ahead of myself. I just get so excited to lose to Lise as often as I can.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
I cannot get the image out of my head of you picking up your poor canine's paw.
As a fellow dog owner, I can't believe you haven't smelled your dog's paws.
No, and we've only ever had Goldens, and Goldens really don't like their paws being touched. If you touch their paws, they pull back.
Yeah, but like, just not when it's walking. Like, wait till
if it's laying down and you're patting it and you touch its paw, it pulls it back.
Really?
Don't touch that. That's my foot.
Minnie did not flinch at all. She trusts me deeply.
I think she's...
Can you put it on the reverse and just imagine as a human, if dogs have chats, like, have you ever smelled your human's feet?
They would do that.
They would.
Guys, it dead set smells like popcorn. See, I know you all want to. I know you all want to. You can come over and smell Minnie's feet.
I can tell you with every fibre of my being.
You will smell her feet.
That I do not want to smell your dog's feet.
One day you're going to smell
it. I don't want to smell your feet. I don't want to smell your dog's feet.
I have smelled my feet.
I have a follow-up
remember that time
question.
In the Zara change room?
That wasn't my choice.
What the heck? Just, I have a follow-up question. Go. Did you then actively encourage other members of your family to
not
come
yet.
And smell?
The children were asleep. But I will this afternoon.
Thank goodness you don't subject them to something.
I will this afternoon, and I think they'll be thrilled.
Remy, wake up. Wake up. Come out here. Mum, it's midnight. Come here.
Smell your dog's feet, darling. She's not right in the head, is she?
You can just see how son wakes up and the boy's like, Mum, I had the weirdest dream last night that you were smelling the dog's feet.
What I like to picture is Lee's doing that. With Minnie and then her husband, Dane, just walking in and just like, oh,
Sarah,
no surprise.
What you should know about Dane at this point is that...
He's given up.
Dane doesn't question anything about me. That's what unconditional love is.
No, he's given up.
That is what unconditional love is, that you do not...
He's scared of you.
No, he's not scared of me.
But not in like a threatened way, just in like a...
It's actually my goal for 2019 is to get Dane aside, just have a quiet moment with him and just be like, mate, it's all right, I know. I'm scared of her too. Let it off your chest. Because I think he plays it smart. He knows.
He does play it smart. Of course he does. But if he would say, if I said to him, look, I know you've just caught me smelling the dog's feet. However, I'll have you know that if you come and bring your schnoz over here, you won't regret it.
And I don't doubt he would do it.
He would do it.
But with like a look of fear.
Yeah. He would do it. Anyway, there you go. Everyone enjoy
poor Dane.
Poor us. Everyone go home and do that, won't you? Good. Do as you're told. Off you go. Go find your feet. I mean, go find your dogs. You should smell your cat's feet. Tell us what they smell like.
I'm good, thanks.
It's only a canine thing, though. It's called the eccrine gland. It is.
Reads one article, becomes an expert.
It's a microbial environment.
Doesn't your dog's feet stink of the dam with
algae
in it?
Not at all. It smells like freaking popcorn. That's what I've been trying to tell you. Regardless of what she's walked in, it'll smell of popcorn or corn chips. I got a stronger popcorn, like a burnt popcorn. It was really pleasant.
Tell us more.
No, I won't because you don't deserve it. You don't.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how, you know, sometimes like we plan our production meetings in the morning and Lisa's like, I've got one. I've got one that I want to talk about. My dog's feet smells like popcorn. And everyone is so scared.
Sarah,
we all just say, yep, go for
Sarah,
it, Lisa.
I wasn't the scientist that came up with it. I read an article and I thought, you know, one, you only live once and you guys take no freaking risks.
What
okay?
happens? You know how the last...
I don't
want
to go
last...
to my grave having not smelt a dog's feet. So help me God.
I mean, with the scale of world...
I will not go to my grave without knowing the smell of canine foot popcorn.
Mm. So we've got the last rhino's gone. The bees are going to be gone. When are the dogs going to be gone? When are people's last chance to smell
I don't
their
want to be
feet?
Here if there's no dogs. Told you that.
You've never told me that, actually. It's the first time I've heard it.
You don't listen to me anyway, so I probably did tell you that. Anyway, whatever. I'm going to swear now. Beep it out. Get ready. It's coming.
God, stop it.
It's coming.
Stop it. You don't want to hear her swear. She's so violent when she swears. You know how some people can swear really well? She's one of them.
Is this going out to the wider office?
Oh, God, she's going to say something. Oh. Don't say what you said yesterday morning.
Pop.
Pop is a fun word.
I hate that
Don't you think that should be a phoner? Do you say poop or do you say poop?
I say poop.
But you just said poop.
That actually sounds like a beat. Poop. You say
poop.
I say poop.
Poop.
Poop. No.
All right. We'll catch you on tomorrow's podcast. Bye.
Tickety boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.